Poop and pee. Tabitha, talking to that.
Say poop and pee.
Poop and pee.
There you go.
It's cold. Yeah.
So like,
it's cold for me.
Well,
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Los Angeles.
Coming at you live. The Dirty D. I did find a clip of the Dirty D at the adult theater. I'm going to cut it in. Nobody's a fan of the Dirty D. Nobody's watched porno from 2003. Yeah, we're starting.
We're live now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're live.
We're podcasting.
We're coming at you live.
Are you live streaming it though?
Oh, no, huh?
It's just going to be.
Well, then why are you live?
Because it's not.
Because that's what I fucking say every time.
We're live to each other though.
I understand that. That's the irony of it. Well, or I'm like playing 12-dimensional fucking chess with you right now. See,
no,
I'm so smarter than everybody that like I, six times over.
You're so smarter. Me so smarter than all
of you. I'm so smarter than everybody.
Me fail English? That's impossible. It's the Fantasy Boys podcast. Ryan DiPerna here with my trusty co-host Bill Squire, the Glove.
We usually get really high before this, so I can't remember what we talk about. Is that my nickname?
It is now.
All right. And then we also have a couple guests, Ryan Dalton.
Hey, sports fans.
And Tabitha Jones.
Don't I get a nickname?
Tabitha.
You should be the Glove.
Glove.
Oh, it was in fun.
Whoa. Too far. Too far.
Okay.
Don't you know you can't say things to women anymore?
Yes, you can. Just because Tabitha has a sample of every Cleveland Comics DNA.
Wow, all of them?
Every single one.
No,
depending
I'm
on
just
who
kidding.
You
know, you're doing a public service.
She's
of its blood.
Tabitha's a good egg, everybody. I'm not trying to disparage Tabitha.
Aw, thanks, Ryan.
We're coming at you live from...
We'll leave that to the babes page.
Well, that's true. Yeah, exactly.
Or the babes page doesn't like me either.
Shout out!
That's why they're going to disparage you.
Yeah.
Shout out, CLE, babes page. Cody, you leaving? Oh, shout out to Cody Cooper, everybody. He had a rough night.
He did have a rough night. Boy, it was great.
Yeah.
All his nights are rough. Let's not kid.
That's true.
It's an uphill battle.
With a haircut like that, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you were on a ship, right?
We were on a boat comedy show, The Nautica Queen, and Mike Polk Jr. was the headliner, and because of his fame, a lady whose kid went to high school with Mike was like, oh, I should bring this nursing home on this boat, because she works at a nursing home, so she.
What time does the cruise start?
Boards at 6, leaves at 7. So nighttime.
Yeah.
Very nighttime for these people, and boy, they were not. They weren't the worst audience ever. They're just old and they're tired, and they just ate food, and so they're sleepy. And then the boat happened to be pretty rough. There's rough seas out there on Lake Erie. And
well, November.
5 minutes into Cody's set, he hears this rustling and looks over, and a 80-year-old lady is just puking into a bucket. and it throws him off so hard. And he wanted to talk about it, but he's being nice because it's an old lady, so he didn't want to be shitty to her. And oh my God, when we all realized, like me and Polk and Cody's fiance and his grandma, and like we're all just sitting over there dying. But it's not like a dying that we can outwardly emote. We're just like holding in laughter. So like my face hurts right now because I was like holding on to my face, trying to keep myself from laughing at this situation. And like that's like half the boat was on board for the entire show. They were having a great time. And then like the other half was this old nursing home side, and they're just like sleepy and pukey.
Well, it really shouldn't be blamed on Cody.
No,
you know,
you know what? I'm going to go ahead and reverse that decision.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair. That's
Cody's comedy makes people sick.
I mean, we hear a hilarious story. What is really happening is the universe letting him know maybe it's time to hang it up.
That's true. That's a fair
I mean,
point.
We're laughing because we're like, oh, old lady puking. Christian, but really God was like, I gotta send him a message.
Cody, I couldn't have made it clearer.
Whoever
made someone physically ill with your jokes. Yeah.
Whoever was a nursing home coordinator that thought it'd be a good idea to take a bunch of 90-year-olds on a ship in November to see comedy at 7 p.m. should get a raise. They were wonderful.
Oh, they were. And some of them had a great time, but the fact that, like, she just casually puked in this bucket and then, like, put the bucket down and then, like, that was it. Like, and then just kept enjoying the show. And then she kept, like I at every once in a while, like, glance over just to see how she's doing. And, like, she'd be, like, enjoy, like, watching and, like, nodding her head.
Well, yeah, because all the meds were out of her system then.
Like, I'm so alert now.
Like, Cody made that Alzheimer's patient have a tremor later.
I told him. I'm like, if there's a group you can bust the balls of, it's that generation, because they're all old and they're not going to remember, so just go after them.
What a horrible plight to spend the rest days after your defeated Nazism to listen to Cody Cooper.
Like, this isn't even as bad as Normandy. This is Normandy was worse than this.
They were praying that boat was the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Jeff did a cover, like a parody song of Edmund Fitzgerald.
Really?
Yeah. It was so fucking... But he, like, had, like, half written it, so he's, like, writing it during my set, and then going up there and, like, kind of, like, charming his way through it. It was awesome. It was a weird show, but it was fun.
One Christmas, my grandma decided to pick up the guitar, like, 2 months earlier, and so she wanted to show it off to, like, the whole, like, family during Christmas or whatever. But she's really bad because she's 80 years old and can't, like, finger a fret, right? And so she played the wreck of the Edmund... Oh, trust
me.
Not
what I heard.
I've been there, buddy.
Yeah.
I've had a fucked up childhood.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways, the point is that she
Did
played this...
Did you fuck your grandma?
Listen, I don't know if I... Fuck is a strong word. Masturbated in front of... into a potted plant is more accurate. But anyways, it made for an uncomfortable family get-together there. That was a bad story. But now you know I fucked my grandma. So, shout out, grandma.
The memories the holidays bring up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tuck that shit in.
But, hey, you also seeded a plant.
That's
know?
Right.
Let's look at the upside.
That's right. You know, the plant comes out. Oh! God damn! Why did you birth me into existence? I'm a plant human.
So that's why Grandma jumped in front of that reindeer, right, guys?
Holiday season branding.
Yeah, that's a nice, cute joke about your grandma committing suicide because she saw you jerk off.
No, she fucking loved it. What are you talking about? I decided, by the way, apropos of nothing, I think our fans from now on should be referred to as boyfriends with a Z.
Boyfriends. I'm all for it.
Absolutely. We're fucking killing it in
Some
Sweden.
Boyfriends.
Boyfriends in Sweden and Japan.
We hope we get our Sweden numbers back up.
Yeah.
We had one week where we had like 100 listeners in Sweden for no reason.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're big in neutral countries.
That's good. That's a good start.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have no opinion one way or the other, so...
We just think it was... The podcast is called Fantasy Boys, and they were expecting something very different.
Oh, that could be it, too.
Yeah.
A bunch of rich dentists that, like, pay to fucking torture kids. That's my... How you doing, Tabitha?
I'm doing fantastic.
What's your favorite sports?
My favorite sports?
You're actually a good big basketball fan,
right?
I am.
I'm a big basketball fan. Enjoy basketball probably more than anything.
Did you watch the the Cavs actually had a game yesterday where they didn't
they won 3 in a row.
I was surprised. Someone texted me and they were like, congrats on your win, and I like looked at my phone like, hold on a second,
they
something good happened.
Yeah, they won commandingly by 8 points.
Hey, they took the lead in the fourth quarter and they didn't let it go, so that's something.
I hear a lot of spoiled behavior with these Cavaliers around here. Everybody expecting these wins left and right.
Oh, they should. They have a window of this year.
Does it make you nervous when they lose?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Not in November. Not too much.
There's a lot of adjusting we've done, and we haven't even, it hasn't even really begun yet.
There are, but like this year, it's kind of, they're all 150 years old, man.
I feel like it's hard not to get worried when they lose, no matter how much or little they are losing. And just because you can see, you've seen how good it can go and how bad it can go.
And you see that they're losing to really bad teams.
Exactly.
I fear that they're the 2013 the Brooklyn Nets with...
But I also feel, especially with the Cavaliers being a brand new team, they still have to adjust into these roles. And that adjustment, again, hasn't even really begun.
I agree.
And then they're just kind of messing
around.
Because
they can't really begin until Isaiah Thomas comes in.
Like, right, dude, there's 82 games in the season. I don't care if we're the team that wins all but 10 games. That's ridiculous. Like, I want you to be good in the stretch going into the playoffs.
I'm with you.
That's what counts. I don't care about these wins. If this was post All-Star game and we were having these troubles, I'd be like, all right, now I'm a little nervous. But, I mean, they still got to figure it out.
Then they have time to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I'm not super nervous, but it is disappointing to start off the way they did.
Yeah.
So, and exactly. Losing the teams like, I mean, the Knicks have proved to be a decent
Nets.
Team. But they lost the Nets, and they lost to some bad teams.
And I think a lot of people just expected it after the way last year ended, you know. It was like, you're expecting him to come back, and at least that
with
first
fury,
month
yeah.
be like, bam, 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 right out, like, kicking everyone's ass. And it's not so much the expectation of, like, they need to win everything, but it's like, what's happening?
I'll tell you what, I demand that the Milwaukee Bucks be put on national television more often.
I demand it.
They are so fun to watch. The Greek Freak is... Since LeBron, have you just thought that you've seen the pinnacle of the sport? Like, it'll never evolve. And then this dude comes along, it's like, you can't. It's like keeps getting better.
And they got Eric Bledsoe. Like,
yeah.
They're going to be a tough team. I said this. I would trade LeBron for Giannis straight up. No problem.
Yeah.
No problem doing that.
LeBron for him.
Yeah.
It would never happen.
Wouldn't happen. I mean,
but I'm
that's
saying,
like that's video game type trade, not a reality trade.
I know it's not a reality trade, but it's one of those things because LeBron would never want to be wrong.
I think you're saying that because, A, the young hot prospect who is just getting better every time he steps on the court. And you're kind of like LeBron. I was talking about my dad. It's like, I feel like people wait for like LeBron to have an off game. He's like, dude, he's getting older. And then he'll drop 57 in a game.
See, I don't even think that. I just think because he is at the age he's at and Giannis is just coming into it, he could come here and help us for 10 years. And then, you know, LeBron gets to go help another team for 3 years.
Yeah.
So I think that's a worthy. Like, LeBron's still better than him right now, but there's going to be a point where Giannis is better.
I'll tell you, if LeBron leaves, the team he's going to go to is Philadelphia.
Oh, is he going to trust in the process?
They're good, man.
They're great.
They're fucking spectacular.
Go to beat the Lakers.
Is great.
No way.
I'm already a Laker fan now.
You're not a Clippers fan? You're a Lakers fan?
No, I didn't. Because here's why. I move out to Los Angeles, and I want to adopt a team because there's 94 teams out there now. And I'm like, basketball is my favorite sport. So I was like, okay, Lakers, Clippers. I went Lakers. Why? They were the worst they've ever been. As a Cleveland sports fan, I can relate to
that's
that.
Fair.
And they're still rebuilding. They're going to lose it. Plus, Larry Nance Jr. plays for him, which is
I do like that dude a lot.
He's good skies. He just needs to hang around the rim and do tip backs. And,
yeah.
I mean, he can. This Larry Nance Jr. is can sky. He's unbelievable.
I like him, and I like Kuzma, and like who else is on that team? That
Julius Randle,
Ingram, right?
Oh, Ingram. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Julius Randle got
traded. Ingram's developing. He's a new talent developing.
Yeah.
He's getting
confidence. That's a fun team to watch and watch them get better and grow. So yeah, I get that. Whereas the Clippers are like they're already there kind of team.
Yeah.
But they've
most
also
disappointing
hit their
team. Yeah, yeah. Most disappointing team in NBA history.
They're not going
to
get
and want to jump on that bandwagon when all of a sudden we're good.
My favorite thing about the Clippers is that when they were trying to re-sign Blake Griffin this summer, part of their pitch is they made him a T-shirt that said icons on it, and it was a picture of like Blake Griffin and then
like
Malcolm X. And like who? Like Nelson Mandela? Like something absolutely ridiculous? Like yeah, I think I'll fucking
and Blake Griffin.
Yeah, and Blake Griffin.
You know,
you gotta swing for the fences.
That's true.
It wasn't a Blake very Griffin. Funny episode of.
Broad City.
Oh, yeah, he was. Also, he leads the NBA in punching the fuck out of ball boys.
He's the best.
Yeah,
he's that's wonderful. When you knew that, when you heard that, like, well, this team's not going to do anything.
Yeah, I know.
I also,
if your star player goes out that way, forget it.
He is top of my list on a player that will come out after they retire.
You think so? Yeah. Think Blake Griffin is game?
That's one of my dad's big theories.
Yeah?
Why?
Besides Ben Affleck being a government agent, Forrest's big theory.
Well, you know what? I like your dad's...
Listen on the Blake Griffin one.
The amount of times my dad has looked me in the eye and gone, where did Ben Affleck come from, Tabitha? Where did he come from?
Does your dad have a newsletter that he publishes?
Boston. I wish. She just... But yeah, I definitely think that Blake Griffin is gay.
I think so too.
Based on what?
I was just about to say, it's nothing that
he
I can be like...
He speaks well. Oh, stereotypes.
He just sounds a little too
freckles, white. Get him.
Jumps over a Kia. All gay guys can jump over a Kia.
You're only a homo.
I just
jump
think
over
is.
A car.
Man, you're so gay, you can jump over a Sonata.
Yeah, it's not based
on
anything.
Jumping over his sexuality.
I have no hard proof. I have nothing I can call to besides looking at someone and going, looks like he's gay.
I felt like the broad thing.
I did not pick any of that up, man. That's weird that you say that. I don't get that at all.
The only reason I did it is I think it is because he did that episode of Broad City where he's crawling around with Alana, like, and they're naked, and it was like, hey, look, I'm with a girl, I'm not gay. Like, that was like... That's felt like
you know
him
how
putting
I know,
the bat signal out there.
You know how I know you're gay? You hang out with girls all the time.
No, I mean, it just felt like a beard type situation.
All right, fair enough. I mean,
and I could, I'm probably wrong, but just let me have a theory.
You heard it here first. Bill Squire claims that Blake Griffin.
It's a good prop bet.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
Right.
Since his knees are pretty much gone, he'll be retired in 2 years and come out.
How do you think his knees went?
Fair.
Slurs and accusations.
Fair.
That's all I am.
Yeah, but she's a woman, so she can do whatever she wants now.
Oh, yeah, you guys are fucking... Your position.
I'm absolved of everything.
You guys thought that Hillary winning was going to be the best thing that ever happened to you? No.
Nope.
Her losing, and you all teaming up and being like, every guy's a piece of shit...
The golden age
of not getting harassed and almost having the same rights as us.
Almost.
All it took was everyone being accused of sexual misconduct to make everyone leave me the fuck alone.
I like the, you could play like Creep of the Day, and like today's was Al Franken.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That picture.
You're good enough. You're smart enough. And I love those titties.
I mean, he was groping her through a bulletproof vest. If you're going to grope someone, that's like the mildest form of groping someone, right? Like,
yeah, it's not bullets. Pat, I think it's stop smell molestation.
Jimbo, fucking pull up a chair, man. We'll put this omnidirectional. Just your laughs will fucking do it.
Omnidirectional.
Omnidirectional is not what that
from all
is called.
Sides.
It's like you know, harmonica.
It's style. Both sides. It's all sides.
Dude, you see Handmaid's Tale?
No.
You gotta see it tomorrow. It's right up your alley, dude. It's like science fiction, but it's also like super hardcore. The Handmaid's Tale.
Is that Hulu show?
Hulu. Yeah.
You gotta. I'm telling you right now.
You know what's funny about that?
I mean, dude, it is like. It could also be on sci-fi.
Yeah.
Because it's an alternate reality, but it's also, it's intense. All it is so intense.
My girlfriend was trying to get me to watch it.
Oh.
We got into.
Man,
well, Stranger Things 2 came out, and then we just finished Mindhunter.
Mindhunter's good.
Mindhunter's dope.
I love David Lynch. That dude's awesome. I'll watch anything that guy does.
David Fincher?
I was confused too.
Yeah.
David Fincher.
What was the show? Oh, Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
You know what fucking weirds me out about that is like it's about this dystopian future where there's like a cult, like this weird like death cult that fucking. And then
start a cult.
Yeah. Well, you should. Elizabeth, what's her name?
Moss.
Elizabeth
Moss.
She's a Scientologist.
Yeah.
Like
that's true.
Like how do you not?
That's like,
how do you
so
reconcile?
She's like this.
She's like this is it. This is what my life is.
I have to act.
My favorite show on television is Lair Remini's Scientology show.
I have not seen that.
Every episode. I also live behind all of those churches. I'm already spitting distance. I've had the Scientology. Yeah, the big. I mean, all of them. They're all on Hollywood Boulevard. They're all throughout Hollywood and Southern California. but the, I mean, I've had flyers in my mailboxes, and they sit there, they sit down, they try to get you to do the meter readings right there on the sidewalk, and I'm like, I just flat out walk by, and I'm like, no, man, I'm an SP. I can't. I know the terminology now. What's I could that? Be in.
Suppressive person.
That's anybody who has anything to say about the religion of Scientology. An SP.
It's also free. They do free hot dogs at the one in Los Feliz on Tuesdays. If anybody's hungry in Los Angeles.
I am hungry, and that is a good idea.
You just have to go in and just don't leave your wallet at home.
Because as much as you're
steal your money.
An SP, you are also a CS.
Cheapskate. I'm a CSSP.
A GSP. He's a JP. He's a Jewish person. They just put up a Scientology center in Parma.
Shut up.
Yeah.
They're here. See, that's how you know a church isn't true.
They've landed.
You're trying to set up shop
here
true,
Jimmy?
In Ohio, and you go to Parma? That's not... That's not where you want to stay.
Imagine Parma Scientologists.
I mean, Parma can't even change their mind about what's fashionable. How are they going to change their mind about what religion they believe in?
Aliens, yeah.
Parma, oh, hey.
Like, we're still wearing Tappa. Let's just cool it. Oh, come on, guys.
Good thing that was empty.
Anyway, thanks for that. I actually distracted from my shitty Parma rant. So.
Oh, good. I saved you.
Yeah.
You should,
come on.
I was gonna make a Parma joke about Chad Zumach, but I don't want
to. If Bill went from Mormon to atheist to Scientologist, that was his life path.
See, that's the thing is, I want to start my own religion. That's where I'm trying to go because
the branch Bilvidians.
The what?
The branch Bilvidians.
I was always fascinated with David Koresh.
There's gonna be a fucking movie, like a mini series. Yeah,
that was.
It looks
I remember
amazing.
That. I remember that day walking into our kitchen after the standoff that had gone on for a month.
Yeah,
walking
yeah.
into the kitchen and just seeing live footage of that whole building catching fire, just knowing that everybody inside is dead.
They well
yeah, that was like, oh, I guess I gotta go to school now after watching that. Which I did.
Let's just go on with life.
My dad's like pretty big conspiracy theorist, and so we had tapes about that. Like he worked with this thing, or he like was a member of this thing called the John Birch Society. So he's
wait,
got, like,
for real?
Yeah.
No shit.
Damn.
W. Cleon Skellen or whatever?
I know nothing about it.
I know I had yeah, I had a
He just invited me to a meeting last week because they're like Kevin.
They still have
meeting.
It,
yeah.
Dude, that's and from like the 1960s.
Yeah,
like they would organization in the water. No shit.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
That's my dad.
He's a John Birch Society member.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like
man.
We had tapes, like you. We have like all our like Disney movies, and then next to it was like Waco. What happened? Timothy McVeigh. Alone?
Question mark.
I just watched a documentary about Timothy McVeigh and, you know, how he went to, like, Waco. Like, he was there.
Yeah,
like,
he went, they inter- there's
yeah, their
that
interview
clip of him, them interviewing.
But, like,
it's
all
crazy.
Of that white supremacist movement that, like, traced to today, like, from the same people were in Charlottesville or whatever, like, is based on the guy that wrote the Turner Diaries, some,
yeah.
like, fucking weird-ass stupid book from the 70s or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a straight line that they all have followed it.
I think
it
was I
like,
watched... Did they cover Ruby Ridge in that one,
yes,
too?
Yes,
that
they did
might,
cover,
yeah.
You gotta talk
yeah,
to,
closer
the, to the fucking mic.
Get up on that big old long mic.
Yeah, my thing with Ruby Ridge was, It was the Weaver family in
yeah.
Ruby Ridge. Every time they're talking about the Weaver family being up in the cabins with their guns, like in the middle of
yeah.
a shootout, I just imagine Chad Weaver just like really flustered with the government, like, oh God! Like,
with a spaghetti pot on his head.
like I gotta do something.
An AR-15 made out of balloons.
Like, squeak, squeak.
He's a drawn on mustache.
He'll never take me alive.
just wearing wigs and like doing different characters.
he's like, you shot my wife, and it's just Chad in a woman's wig. Like, oh God,
you got me.
Has anybody talked to Chad lately? Chad,
I texted him a couple weeks ago.
Chad Weaver moved to Chicago.
Comedian.
Yeah, she's a comedian. You guys should do
it. I'm glad they made this song so loud.
Oh, great. Doing a live podcast is, it has its intangibles.
Dude, I'm on the podcast. That's not interrupting anything. We're doing just fine.
That's what I did. All right, fair enough.
Sweden is there for us.
Yeah, Sweden is
maybe
there.
Maybe they like the rock and roll.
The rock and roll.
They like the rock and roll.
They like to come into America drinking beverages. Budweiser, King of Beer.
Yeah. They like Sweden and they like rock and roll. They like dams to hold out water. I know that's not the right country. And they also like Nazi gold a whole lot. So
how can you not?
I mean, I think they just like gold, and it happens to be Nazi gold.
Well, they're not Jews, Bill. Okay.
All right. Speaking of which, we were talking on the boat before the show started. You know that book about the bears?
Berenstain Bears?
How do you say it?
My two dads.
What? How do you say it?
I said Berenstain.
Berenstain?
Yeah.
My parents just call them the Jew Bears.
Something. The Jew Bears.
I feel like we could have let all that John Birch stuff go to waste and not about them as who they are.
The John Birch Society. That's like old school fucking, like, God.
That's when you had to, like, you couldn't just go on YouTube. You had to, like,
you had to, like, mail stuff away, yeah. Like, I remember the one time that I was able to ever, like, guilt my dad into something was he donated, like, $2,000 to John Birch Society, and, like, I found out about it, and I was like, we're getting a fucking pool. We're getting an above ground pool. It's about the same price. You gave all this money to this crazy society. I want an above ground pool. And sure enough, that summer we got an above ground pool.
Not bad.
Yeah. So,
as a general rule of thumb,
donate to the John Birch Society, is that a tax write off?
Well, I would imagine.
I don't think they're a nonprofit.
Are they it's not a religion.
Not religion.
We're a for-profit religion.
Just a group?
It's just a group of crazy people that send out pamphlets.
As a rule, if you call yourself a society, you're bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, I never knew much about it, but, like, I just remember, first of all, the youngest person I ever saw at one of the meetings with my brother was into it for a little bit, but even he, like as he got to, like, high school, and in the college and stuff, he's like, this is bad shit crazy.
Yeah.
But everybody is, like, I mean, this is 20 years ago when he would have these meetings at our house. Everybody was, like, my dad's age, like, in his 40s and older. And I don't think they've added a member since.
No, I can't imagine. They were talking about, like, fluoridization of the water as a communist plot. Like, they were
that's Alex Jones type crazy.
And you got invited to a meeting?
My mom, like, goes, hey, me and your dad were wondering if you want to come out with us tonight if you don't have any plans. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, it's a John Birch meeting, and I just, like, sent a bunch of laughing, like, emojis to my mom, and she's like, I know, I told him I'd ask you. I'm like, are you going? And she's like, I have to, but then, like, she's like, oh, thank God, something happened with work, and he can't go, so I don't have to go, so... So she got
point of clarification. Did you grow up in a house that was heated by logs? I didn't answer that question. I just wanted you to know that a lot of conspiracy theorists, I believe, with no proof, probably all were heated by logs.
Well, see, the thing is, like, we had it.
That's incredibly efficient and cost effective. Yeah. I am joking, but I am jealous of how smart of an idea that is.
We had, regular, like, gas heat for a while, but then my dad bought this, like, wood-burning furnace.
I saw it.
And then we lived in the woods. And this is in the house we lived in before that. Oh. So, like, that was our second one. But we had all these woods. So, like, my dad was just like, this is great. So we'll just, I'll save money on gas. And I have child labor to take care of all the log cutting.
Smart.
So that was,
that's
like, a chore. Is, like, me and my brothers would cut down trees and split them up. And then we'd have to, like, in the middle of winter, like, our house would get fucking cold, and my dad would be pissed. He'd wake up like, who forgot to feed the furnace? And I'd, like, go out there.
I'm gonna burn your
toilets. I was playing Turok on 64, and I got too into it, forgot to go put a log in. So then I'd have to go out in the snow and fucking stoke the fire and get it going again.
Did you grow up Laura Ingalls Wilder?
No, I had a nice, great house, but it was just one of those things where you He would save thousands of dollars.
I mean, it's incredible. I mean, can you imagine never paying a gas bill? It's insane.
Yeah, and dying of lung cancer. Yeah, like 32.
No, there's no. It's not like, in the house. It was away from the house, and then it just heats the
like baseboards.
Well, it would heat the water that comes to the house, and then it would, there's a water heater, and then it would go into the forced air and stuff. So it was crazy. Like, it is efficient, and it is like incredibly cheap. But
I mean, I think you're judging efficiency differently than I am. Like, efficiency doesn't seem like going down in the middle of playing Turok into the woods in the snow.
Yeah, well, for me, it wasn't efficient. But for, like we had everything set up, so if you just would go out and do it at the right time, it'd be fine. But I was the shitty kid that was just like, I'll do it later.
No, that's a normal kid. You're totally on.
Normal 1800s.
Can you guys tell him that? Can you tell him that?
I was busy playing hoop with stick. And then my dad's all like, hey man, put more wood in the furnace.
Once I get this bonus cup, I will, Dad. Just give me one more try.
I love the fact that your dad's like dragging your mom to go to these meetings at the cult thing.
That's like their date night.
Yeah. So whenever your girlfriend yells at you about coming to comedy shows, just be like, talk to my mother.
Yeah, exactly. And like my relationship's still new enough that my girlfriend still likes coming to comedy shows.
mine's long past that mile mark.
Oh yeah.
She's like, do I have to?
Yes. Never have to, but then when you don't invite them, they're like, "Why didn't you invite me?"
What's going on? Oh, I just go like, "You probably won't want to go to this." Yeah. I'm enough of a judge of what's good and bad. Like, yeah, I'm not dragging you.
Yeah.
It's gonna be bad.
It's actually a roast of you tonight.
I'm pretty much shitting on your existence.
Yeah, that's most of our sets. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never fucking. I mean, this is bullshit. Like. Comedy at this point for me is just an excuse to go drink.
Is it what?
An excuse to go drink. I don't drink.
Oh. Yeah, because that's what you need in Ohio, is an excuse to drink.
Yeah, but
I used to be that way. I'm not as much. I mean, I'll drink after I'm done, but I can't even drink before I go on stage anymore. I just fuck up everything. I cannot process booze like I used to. I turn into creepy Uncle of Stairs too long. Like, it was already
Uncle Party. Uncle Party, right?
But see, Uncle Party's fun. Creepy Uncle's no fun. Like, he's just leering. Like, you know, he likes a leerer.
See, I feel like I'm the opposite. Where
right, Jimmy? Is that right?
If I don't have a drink, then I am more prone to stare. Usually I'm just staring off into space, but it could come across as creepy. And alcohol settles my autism.
it
takes me off the spectrum a little bit.
Yeah.
The worst is when you're like at a weird angle for the bar TV and you gotta stare at it and then somebody in front of you has to turn around. Excuse me? It's like, I'm
watching basketball.
Yeah, but.
I love watching sports with you, Ryan.
Yeah. He gets upset.
It's one of the funniest things ever. It's when awesome. Ryan has like $20 on the line.
I never bet like huge, but.
Just
like,
having an aneurysm.
But you act like you bet huge.
Well, but it's just because I'm going to be watching the game anyways.
You know what I've always said that about sports is, like, I didn't start liking sports till later on, like, through, like, end of high school. I started caring about, like, local sports. Like, I was a kid when the Browns went, you know, almost to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I hadn't lived here that long. I was just sad about it. It ruined my life.
And you're a little kid, so it's like, oh, they didn't win. Who cares?
But.
Like G.I. Joe.
And then, like, I started to get upset when people were like, you know, you've been in a room with someone who's like, sports, I'll be telling you, like,
sports ball.
I did that to you at the Super Bowl this last year.
Yes, you're getting so mad at me. Oh, I hate you for that. And the irony was I didn't even follow the sport the whole season because the Browns were so bad, like this year, that I refused to watch football as a sport. That was the only game I sat through of football. And I'm like, how dare you, you piece of garbage? Get out of here, hippie! But I've always said, it's like, you take...
Meanwhile, Jimmy's like, I'm working on this con where I get back at my landlord from 4 years ago.
I've documented all my receipts, just tenting my hands.
I mail him cat shit. But yeah, sports, nerds.
Yeah. But really all it takes to be interested in sports is you take anybody who hates sports and you're like, here's what you do. You want to be into sports, give me $200 of your money right now. and place it on one of two teams to win any sport.
Absolutely.
By halftime, that person will be an expert on the game. They'll be screaming at that team for things that they're not responsible for in their lives. Like, they will become so attached to this team all of a sudden.
Absolutely.
You just got to be invested.
I watched Ryan walk home from the bar 4 times during an Indians game last year.
That was not good.
You were so crazy.
Oh, was this during the final series of the Yankees?
No, this was this year.
This was this year. In October.
Yeah, about half of the year.
Is that when you kept on walking home and coming back?
Yeah.
It was bad. That was a tough pill to swallow. Yeah, for
yeah, yeah, right back. Yeah, they're making a comeback.
I watched it, but ever since we won the championship, I've always been like, you know, this is great, but I can die knowing that I saw a championship in my life.
Well, but I really, like, the Indians, because I grew up, like, in 95, 97 when they were going, you know, I was a real little kid.
I grew up that summer specifically.
I did. I became a man that summer.
It was the summer that the Indians almost won the World Series, and my grandma fucked me.
My dad presented me his dog, and I became a man.
Did I ever tell you that my dad blamed, I can't remember, I think it was the 95 or the 97 one. But one of them... Yeah, and he told me that they lost because I was fidgeting too much.
Which is true.
I believe that you did lose the game.
If only they had fidget spinners back then.
I know, God damn it, Jimmy. I wouldn't be such a depressed alcoholic now.
Oh, man.
Dude, tell him what your dad said about the finals.
Oh, shit, that's true.
It's the best.
We should call our dads hang out.
I'm waiting for my dad's story.
Yeah. Her dad would just be like, Ben Affleck isn't real. He's a hologram projected upon us.
This game is great, guys, but...
Yeah. My dad would like be like,
well, once you stop drinking fluoride, then you won't even see Ben Affleck anymore.
And get another log while you're up, goddammit. What the hell is this place?
There's engines coming along the horizon.
Yeah. My dad, this was... I can't remember when it was, but I saw him and we were talking about the Cavs winning the championship, and that was great. That was an amazing thing. The weirdest part was I remember not seeing anybody frown here for like 2 weeks, which is bizarre. And it was cool, and I was talking to my dad about it, and he's like, I tell you what, Jim, that was the best day of my life. Just directly stared at me right in the face.
I believe it.
And then I was like, no, not my birth, like being an asshole. And not the day of my birth, you know, your only son. And then he again looked at me and he was just like, no, that shit was stressful, dude.
I think it's honesty.
Yeah, I know. It's kept it so real.
Yeah.
All you can do after that is just like fist bump. That's all you can do. Like, all right, word.
That was fun, the finals or whatever. I watched that waiting in line to get into the casino. And squinting to try to see like the last like couple of minutes or whatever, because every bar was closed downtown. So we're like, wow, the casino's a big open place, but the casino also has a bunch of fucking money that they don't want people to riot at.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't let us in or whatever. And so I watched that, and then we went to Christie's, and then I like emptied out my bank account.
Did you use the ATM at Christie's?
I did.
You idiot.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Monopoly money that we use out it. It's not even real money.
My dad.
It was bad.
And then you pay a service charge of like $10 that Nabby once when I was in my 20s. I'm like, God damn it.
Oh, I've done that a couple of times.
Yeah, that's an old trick.
Ryan don't learn lessons very well.
Nope.
Ryan. Did you have fun in Vegas? Did we talk about Vegas last week or no?
No. I did have. I had a great time in Vegas. Here's a fun fact about Vegas. You can stand in front of Mandalay Bay and make finger guns to a picture and nobody will say shit. Because nobody cares. Which is why I postulate that guy could carry 50 handguns or machine guns into a fucking casino. And nobody says anything.
Yeah, because it's America, too. You have rights.
That too. Oh, and then I got into a fight in the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were chivalrous.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I'm going to milk this for the next decade for my own misogyny. Because I, like, some guy was fucking, like, forcibly, like, trying to kiss this girl at the bar. And she
made... you're a misogynist?
At the airport bar?
At the airport bar.
Tabitha was about to try and tell a story.
Man, the party starts early.
And you're like, quiet down, lady.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, Tabitha. I'm talking right now. Anyways, I was really nice to women.
A woman.
A woman. No, like, this guy, it was this Russian guy, too. And, like, he kept fucking, like, grabbing her face, and, like, she, like, laughed it off. She's like, no, I don't want to do that. Because at first I thought they were friends and knew one another or whatever, but it became clear that he was just sitting there. And he did it one more time, and she, like, looked at me, and I could see, like, the fucking, like, panic in her eyes. And so, like, I'll be honest with you. I'll level with you guys. I was all drunk. And they have legal weed in Las Vegas, so I was very high as well, finishing up our supplies. Or else I wouldn't have said anything, but I kind of caused the scene and, like, told him to get the fuck out and shit. And he started to turn to me, and we were going to go at it, but at that moment, the lady, like, pushed him, and he fell backwards, cracked his head, and then she started slapping the fuck out of him. And it was wonderful. And then the cops came, and there was a whole thing.
But and he, like, ran off, right?
No, he got a he didn't make his flight because he was, I guess, on flight back to Cleveland.
Thanks for mansplaining, Ryan.
I did mansplain that.
Thanks for mansplaining that.
So, Hero, did you talk to the lady, or was she also
Well, he was there with
the lady. The lady that fended him off. You didn't really. You just.
Yeah, I didn't really do anything. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, I didn't do shit.
All you did was distract
him. Yeah, exactly.
Distract him enough for her to get a good slap in.
Pretty much.
And meanwhile, he's with his girlfriend the whole time, who's like, hey, shut up, stop.
Yeah, I know, she was so mad. She's like, just don't, just stop, just please stop. What the fuck?
And he's just like, well, she's hot.
She was. I'm pretty sure that she was a prostitute, because I swear to God, the first thing that she said, she's like, I think he thought I was a prostitute. I was like, well, I mean, comes off my
way. Yeah. Tap the dad story.
Oh,
eat the mic.
My dad was in jail when the Indians lost the World Series in the 90s, and he likes to tell the story, not even really tell a story, but just make the statement of, like, setting the scene of, like, them, like, watching it all on, like, the tiny little TV in the rec room and everything.
The 97 World Series?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, and just being, like...
Basically, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
And just being like, he's like,
Chief.
Yeah.
Wahoo!
He's like, and then. He's like, you know, and then someone just clicked the TV off, and I just kind of sat back in my chair and watched the events unfold around me. And Tabitha, I watched a man who cut off his wife's head cry. ends with that.
Well, yeah, that's the closure.
That's true.
That's how you end the story, and then you go, and there's another guy there for fraud, and he was a little upset.
A little upset.
He was saying shucks.
Oh,
what did your dad go to jail for?
He went to jail for selling drugs.
Nice.
What kind of drugs?
LSD and cocaine.
See, that doesn't seem like he should have to hang out with the dude that cut
head off. It turned into this whole thing because he sold the mass amounts of LSD within a school zone.
Ah.
But then, like, he got out really early because the undercover cop that made the plans to buy the LSD was like, yeah, let's meet here.
Oh, so and, they set him up there.
Yeah. So it was a whole to-do and whatnot.
Who did he cook his own LSD?
Yes.
Does he have, like, a chemistry degree?
He's.
All right, I'll go to the chase. Can you get us some LSD? Yeah.
What I'm asking is.
Let me hit up his burner. Hold on a second. Oh, yeah, Forrest is a good guy.
I like how everybody just willy-nilly, like, oh, yeah, I know somebody with acid, let's take acid. But then, like, the same people were like, hey, I got some ecstasy. And it's like, I don't know where that came from. Like, what?
Like, I have not had these conversations.
If it has a Bunsen burner involved, like, I don't want to know you.
Because you hate chemistry?
Yeah, I can't stand chemistry.
Way to hate
I hate it even more than fucking trigonometry.
I heard
anemometry.
We were talking about now we're talking about science. We were talking about conspiracy theories earlier. I once dated a girl who was convinced that Bill Nye was a puppet for Monsanto. Did I tell you that?
I can believe someone believing that.
She's like, think about it. He's like, you watch him in schools, and he's, you know, you're told to believe everything that he says. He's a he's not even a real scientist, but as a kid, you think that he's like the god. And then now he's coming out being like,
he's got a bow tie.
He's like, GMOs. GMOs are totally safe. I'm Bill Nye. The girl's crazy.
She's got a point.
She was the one that punched me in the face.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The one?
The one?
Yeah.
The one. One.
I feel like a lot more girls would punch you in the face.
No, I dodge. I grew up with sisters. I can dodge shitty girl punches.
That's right. That's why I love Jenny.
What's the time check here?
We have 50 more minutes. We're at 45.
50?
50 more minutes, yes.
15. Well, we don't always have to do it now.
We don't.
I got to drive all the way back to Aurora, so I might have to blow out.
Well, let's just wrap it up. Thank
I'm
you
sorry. For I don't want you guys to end.
No, that's fine. We're close to an hour. That's fine. As long as we do it consistently.
Yeah, as long as we release it, that's all that matters.
Just have to hang out with my parents in a house with a real room.
Fucking bragging.
Not that witchcraft shit.
Yeah. Witchcraft.
I gotta go split logs. Your birthday's coming
go
up.
Go out there and provide fuel for us. Damn it. This is a what is this house is in a locomotive. God damn it.
You know, that wasn't even my craziest chore because
you also had to fuck your grandma?
No, that was not
that was
chore.
Me. That was me. That was a pleasure. That was a pleasure.
That's what I was insinuating.
Yeah. We got rid of like our garbage service, like our city garbage service, because my dad had a dumpster.
So you had to eat. We had to eat all of our garbage.
Well, what we did is, my dad had a guy that would come by and pick up. Like he had a dumpster because his work was in back. So there's like this giant like dumpster that would come out. But he got the asphalt refinished on our driveway, so he didn't want the garbage truck coming back to where the dumpster was, so he made me and my brothers would have to use our Bobcat and like put the forks on it and take the dumpster to the end of the road at night and leave it there, and then in the morning before I go to school, I'd jump back in the Bobcat and pick up the dumpster and take it back to the like, and that was an every week thing.
Again, like $35 quarterly isn't necessarily that much to save.
It's the principle.
And that house was in Waco, Texas. We had a couple other fancy roommates with some highfalutin ideas.
The guitar. Yeah.
All of your celestial mothers.
Right. It was a very... It was a fucking to-do. And then if I would forget to do it, like, and me and my brothers would take turns doing it, but there was, like, a gap where my younger brother was too young to do it, and my older brother had gone to college, so it was just up to me, so I had to do it every week for, like, 3 years, and it was just fucking miserable, because...
And it's all because he just didn't want his driveway to be dripping on?
By a truck, because... here's the thing. We had trucks driving on that driveway because he had like stake bed trucks that would drive on the driveway every day. But he thought if a fucking garbage truck came on there, it would ruin it so fast.
So fast.
Like it would be done in like no time. I'm like, man, it's going to be fine. But you cannot explain anything to him. Once he believes something, it's fucking rock solid.
I love picturing like teenage Bill just being like, If you loved me half as much as you loved your driveway, then you would let me play Turok Rock all night with my friends.
Friends.
Turok. I forgot about Turok.
The King of
Rule.
All right. See you, Ryan.
See you, Dalton.
Ryan Dalton.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Google him. Sweden.
Eat Ryan Dalton.
Sweden. Check out Ryan Dalton.
And we also had Jimmy Graham. Thanks for stopping by, Jimmy.
Thank you, buddy.
And Tabitha Jones.
No problem.
Insta Jimmy Graham on Instagram, which is the best Instagram name.
That's a good one.
Tabitha, what's your
Black Metal, spelled BLAQ Metal.
Yeah, that's...
We like playing with words here on the Fantasy
Boards.
Yeah,
we do. I'm Bill Squire.
Ryan DiPerna. We
love
you.
Subscribe, like, share. Get... We want to get this to a million subscribers by next week.
Yeah. Hey, boyfriends with a Z, follow us at Fantasy Boys Pod.
And one of you interact with us, please.
Yeah, please. We see you, so just fucking tweet us.
We know you're listening. Can one of you just send us a tweet or something?
And I promise I won't fucking spend all my days on the account trolling Clay Travis. But by the way, fuck Clay Travis. Anyways, bye.